Okie dokie, welcome back to segment 4 of program 8 of The Bigger Picture. The unification of true faith and right political action. I'm Woody, your host, and I'm going through a list of 100 people who are screwing up America, according to Bernard Goldberg, way back in 2005, after analyzing the people in the previous 10 years that had been so effective in, as he said, screwing up America. And boy, I'm agreeing with him. And we said that number 6 on the list was Jimmy Carter, after starting with number 100, which was the parents of a little lady named Paris Hilton, who jumped in front of the line waiting for something and was impervious to the protestations of the other people in line, but she'd just gotten up there to look herself in the mirror. Anyway, so number 6 is Jimmy Carter. Enough said about him. You know, I'm a Southern Baptist. He pretends to be a Southern Baptist, and he just so happens as a Southern Baptist to have instituted the most Marxist, ruinous educational system that we've ever seen in America, which was, according to Martin Gross in his book, The Conspiracy of Ignorance, written in 1999 after that education fiasco by Carter had run almost one generation. We began to see how bad off we are, like number 28th in the world or something in math, near dead last, etc., etc. But the fifth one, even worse than Jimmy Carter, well, it's Anthony Pomerano, the director of the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union. Have those folks done anything good other than take away your religious freedom to protest everything that's innocent and good, that righteous Americans stand for and want? And these so-called honored jurists defending America's laws and freedoms. Bull feathers. Anthony Pomerano, director of ACLU, number 5 in doing damage to America. But even worse than him, according to Bernard Goldberg, and again, we're talking back 20 years ago, that we're folks that were setting up what we have today, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who I guess was probably worse than Al Sharpton, you know, maybe. No, he was. He was worse than Al Sharpton because he had such a big following and was around for so long. But my friend Ken Timmerman, tremendous author and thinker, wrote a book, Shakedown, back in the 90s, which is also on my library shelf, one of the many books that Ken Timmerman has written. And he pretty much lays out what Jesse Jackson is and has done to this country. He has to face an angry God. Yeah. What are you being judgmental? No, I know what the Bible says about people like Jesse Jackson, sowing discord amongst brethren. Number 3, boy, do I agree with this one, Ted Kennedy. There is the ultimate example of white privilege that Michelle Alexander was talking about in her book, The New Jim Crow. I'm not a Michelle Alexander fan. She's the mistress of hyperbole, and she misses the real reason for black misery in this country. Another subject for another time, and I didn't find her on this list because she wasn't around, you know, at that time. But, you know, Randall Robinson sort of led to her and others, like, well, Dr. James H. Cohn, we've talked about before, and Rudolph Windsor and a few others. But anyway, we've got Ted Kennedy, Mr. White Privilege. He was so powerful that the Roman Catholic Church couldn't censure this faithful Roman Catholic who attended Mass and pretended to be a righteous man even after he killed Mary Jo Kopechne and lobbied for abortion rights and all the other things the Catholic Church stands for. Now, I'm not bashing you Catholics. I know you don't stand for that. I salute you for a stand on the sanctity of human life, but you don't make me believe that you believe what you believe when people like Ted Kennedy existed, only to be followed by the great Christian Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, and you want to go down the list? Yeah, white privilege exists, particularly in the upper levels of the Catholic Church, tolerating vermin like Ted Kennedy, Nancy Pelosi, and the cockroach himself, Joe Biden. Number two is Arthur Sulzbacher. Well, who's he? Publisher of the New York Times. Enough said. You know, Dan Rather was on that list too, wasn't he, a little bit earlier? It's the media, the media, the media, the media. The media's representative as the number two most deadly person in destroying this country. But who's number one as we approach the end of this fourth segment? Again, this is the turn of the 21st century. Mr. Michael Moore, the poster child for white cultural idiocy. The people that believe the lies of the cultural Marxist in the 30s and the feminizers of culture, lionized as a hero tearing down every sacred institution of traditional America. Michael Moore, white fat guy with no brain and a big mouth. Join us, segment five, as I continue my screed. Thank you.